Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bass tumble.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. If you hear some pauses, that's the, I'm testing the response of the mute button. And the reason for that is, I'm under the weather, but I have a responsibility to our class, so I'm here. And I don't know if you've gotten this class, but this—I just tested the mute button. I don't know if you've gotten this thing, but it is terrible. It's debilitating. I feel like I'm 130 years old. You ever see that that comedy skit with Tim Conway? He's got puts a white wig on, and you know, he looks like. His hair is like Albert Einstein, you know, set him, combed his hair. I mean, it's like, and so he's walking, and his arms are going real fast, but his feet are only going 1 inch at a time. That's me. Greg, have you ever seen that skit?
Yes, I have. It is hilarious.
Yeah, I
know how you felt because I felt that way a couple weeks ago. And now, if I could just get rid of this cough, it's slowly going away. But good grief, whatever they're—I don't know whether they're putting it to the air, but maybe it's because I flew on a plane a few times. But wow,
well, yeah, I mean, this is debilitating. If a country went to war and they just sprayed this, you know, over the enemy, there'd be no war. You know, there might be a push button war, but in terms of troops on the ground, it's impossible, absolutely impossible. I was looking at we got a couple German shepherds, so we got a couple smaller dogs, you know, like 45 pounds, and then we have a couple, you know, wolf sized dogs, and the shepherds were in the studio and lying down, and I wanted to go give them a big hug this morning. And I thought about this, and I thought, I don't know if I can get down on the floor. And worse than that, I don't know if I could get back up. Now, I'm not exaggerating. I really am not. I'm supposed to go see Dr. Shealy today. Lou Cassidy is spending some time with Norm Shealy. I was supposed to be there. If I do that, I will really... put the hurt on Dr. Shealy, because if he has what I have, it's like brutal. So, you know, this is Monday night. I went to bed, and I've been in bed since Monday night. I got up yesterday, and I did the broadcast and went back into a comatose state until this morning, and here I am again. I'm going to go back into a comatose state. I have never been this sick this long. Is that what happened to you?
Yeah. I mean, my first I started getting, luckily it was a Friday, and I had the weekend, and I was going to be going home a couple days later, and I just got body aches and fever and just felt horrible. Just no energy at all. Just knocked me right. I mean, I slept for a couple of days, and then that started to go away, and then a cough started coming in, and that cough and the sinus issue has been going on for a couple of weeks now. You know, I just listened to some interesting things happening. I'm going to tell you about. I just listened to Dane Wigington talking about a chemical that they were putting into the air, and it causes lung distress, hard to breathe. You know, just it messes your sinuses up, I guess, and, you know, fills your lungs with fluid. Well, lo and behold, a couple weeks before that, a week before that or so that I got sick, I took a flight. On this particular flight, and I had done it on a flight before because, you know, that's the only way I can go home and see my wife for a weekend every week or two, you know, during the winter time. And I put my phone on altimeter, which uses the GPS to tell you what the altitude. And a good grief, every time I take a flight, the plane levels off at a certain elevation, and I'm going to tell you about that elevation. It's 33,000 feet, the magic number 33, used in the Freemasonry, 33rd degree. I mean, why 33,000 feet? But on the day that I had already realized that, they were spraying real heavy, and there was a cloud. I mean, you know, those artificial clouds that just kind of sprout out and turn into kind of a gray haze over the sky with look trails through it from the planes. Well, when we got up to 33,000 feet, we were in that layer. And as I was flying along, I noticed other jets, and they were just leaving the same trail. It just pouring right out at 33,000 feet. Is that in your face or what?
It's in your face, and so from what I understand, Greg, normally the traffic for commercial airliners is somewhere around, the ceiling is 39 to 43,000 feet, you know, for most commercial jets, but typically
they
fly low.
Yeah,
right.
They fly higher. These planes that are hopping around. And you know what's interesting is when I was at 33,000, you know, I always thought that was stratus clouds. Well, on this particular day, there was another layer that was a natural layer of clouds higher. So we were kind of underneath it, but it was just so uncanny that this, you know, how do you argue the fact that whole 33,000 feet that we were flying at was not caused by the jets, because I could see it happening, and it was spreading, and they were spreading out. I mean, anybody with two brain cells that can rub together, you know, can figure this out. This cloud layer is created by these aircraft. I just can't argue with it because it's in your face. And I was just amazed at that. The altimeter coming out at 33,000 feet within, you know, 65 feet higher or 65 feet lower, it would just go up and down, but it would average out around 33,000 feet.
So you're not talking 33,000 plus or minus, you know, 10%. You're talking about 33,000 minus maybe a quarter of a percent.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or less.
Why 33? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure somebody studied, you know, maximum damage, and maybe some people have a particular affinity for the number 33. We know that the Masons do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Greg, I, my advice to you would be figure out something else. You know, see if you can avoid getting in one of those.
Yeah, I would really love to. Yeah, absolutely, I'd love to. You know, and maybe private flight that, you know, don't use commercial fuel, something like that. I don't know in the future. It's just, you know, I'm going to be going out of country here and there. And I, you know, to get on a boat is just out of the question.
Greg, the problem if you fly on a, you know, a private plane or you charter with other people, the problem with that is you're still breathing that exhaust, those chemtrails from the pilots who are too stupid to care about the environment and themselves and their children and their unborn children. So the only way this is going to stop, in my opinion, is when the wives of these pilots say, listen, did you have a good day? Well, great. So you're up there 33,000 feet. I'm glad you had a good day. So here's what we're going to do. I made the couch up for you, and that's where you're going to sleep. You are not coming into our bed. You're not coming in there because we are not in the baby-making business until you stop this nonsense, because I don't want to have any three-eyed children. We're not doing that. So either you do something else, you pick another line of work, you stop destroying the planet, or you sleep on the couch. Now, I believe that if our ladies did that, this would come to a screeching halt. I really believe
that. Yes. Yes, I agree.
And ladies, you should do that. You know, right now. I'm not talking about soon. I'm talking about right now. This is crazy. So your guy is flying into the chemtrail of the guy in front of him for hundreds, if not thousands of miles. Getting, like the maximum dose. Greg, we're seeing it here at the farm, crisscrossing the sky. Biden has gotten out of control in every single aspect. There's nothing that he has left untouched, undamaged, unmutilated. Nothing.
Yeah, I want to give you some other observations. When I do fly internationally, and as soon as I get away from the coast, like if I'm heading to Asia or Africa, guess what I don't see?
You don't see chemtrails.
No, none at all. Skies are beautiful. There's not as much traffic in the air, but they are not leaving so-called contrails. Why? I guess they don't have this program of spraying the skies in Asia.
Well, one of the reasons
in Africa.
Probably one of the reasons probably is that they're more responsible and they probably care about more of planet Earth than these parasites in Washington, D.C. Here's the thing, Greg. I've been to Washington. I actually was hired for a project by the federal government in the Hubert H. Humphrey Building, and I built a computer system for them, actually a network, back in the 70s. I get a chance to see what these guys are like. Now, back in the 70s, I'm talking like, I don't know, maybe 78, 77. These guys in Washington, D.C., I'm talking about the middle management, they're concerned
about
one thing.
They don't have any skills, do they?
No. They don't have any skills, and they're concerned about one thing. And if you ask them, so when are you going to retire? They can tell you how many days, hours, and minutes. They'll look at the watch and they'll tell you that, they'll be retiring in so many, maybe years, months, days, hours, minutes. They know. I mean, they can't wait to retire. And they think they're overworked. And they think they're underpaid. And they have no idea that what they accomplish doesn't amount to anything that's useful. All they do is damage everything around them. And I'm not kidding. And they're all status conscious. They all know, what E pay grade that each other has. And they're in competition.
Power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah. Craig Lesh is with us. And he's in Utah. And his company, Real Water. Independence.com, realwaterindependence.com. And if you want to contact him, you can pick up his email through the website, realwaterindependence.com. Greg, I wanted to mention to our class that people are having trouble listening to us. If you want to listen to USA Prepares, if you want to share the knowledge base that you have with others and let them learn as well, you can go, obviously, to Genesis Communications Network. And you can do a search on that. We hail from Genesis Communications Network. And we are absolutely, positively loyal to Genesis Communications Network. And I'll tell you why. Nobody at GCN Live, GCNLIVE.com, that's how you can get there, and you can find USA Prepares and click on that. And you can download the archives. And you can listen live. It's all there. In all the years we've been broadcasting, well over a decade, with GCNLive.com, no one has ever said, don't say such and such, or, you know, start promoting such and such. It is a total freedom that we have here at USA Prepares with Genesis Communications Network. Now, if we were involved with anybody else, it'd be the same thing. And I want to tell you kind of a little bit about my personality. When I was a teacher, and this relates to Greg and Bert and everybody else too, when I was a teacher in the Commonwealth of Virginia, I taught at the public training camp. I taught advanced computer science and entrepreneurship. And they were talking about, well, you know, Vinny, you're going to be coming up for tenure. Tenure for a teacher is like, you know, winning the lottery. You get tenure after 3 years, and then you have a permanent slot. There's no getting rid of you. I mean, you know, unless you molest a child. Other than that, you got a job for as long as you want it. They can't fire you unless you commit some heinous act. Well, when the superintendent mentioned that to me, I said, Paul, I don't want tenure. So, you know, we don't need to talk about it. I do not want tenure. And nobody in his right mind who's a teacher would say that. But here's why I did. And it relates to USA Prepares. And Greg, and Bert, and Gwyneth, and everybody else. When you have tenure, you can sit on your laurels and you can just coast. You can take it easy. Because nobody can fire you. You can be like a government employee. So I explained to the superintendent that the reason is if I had tenure, I might not do the best job that I could. And my continued employment would be based on past performance. I said, I don't think that's right. I think my continued employment should be based on what I'm doing, like right now. So if I get a great job 2 years
I'm not surprised if they're called, what are they called? Government schools.
Yeah. Yeah. So he understood. Now, pretty much most broadcasters, and I don't know, and I want to ask you about this, Greg, because you ran a radio station in Utah, KYAH. So the normal way of operation with a radio broadcast is there's a contract that's signed by, let's say, the radio station or the network and the broadcaster. So typically what would happen is, as the head knocker of USA Prepares, you know, which is a corporation, I would sign the contract, and the broadcast network would say, okay, so we'll do a year, and we'll just, you know, sign this. There is no contract that I've signed with any network. None. Which means that I can be fired before I even know it. I mean, I could be fired on Friday and not learn about it until Monday.
Hey, ditto on that. I didn't sign any contract.
And well, that was the point, Greg. So when you picked up USA Prepares at KYAH AM 1340 in Utah, did we have a contract?
Yeah, absolutely not.
Okay. Do you and I have a contract?
Absolutely not.
Is that great or what? We'll be right back.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
USA News Update. A federal judge in California is rejecting a lawsuit by pro-Palestinian groups seeking to force the Biden administration's hand. They want the White House to put a stop to the Israeli military offensive in Gaza, which has left more than 26,000 Palestinian civilians dead. In dismissing the case, the judge said he did not have jurisdiction over the matter.
If your kids consume energy drinks, their brain might be at risk. According to new research, those who drank energy drinks with caffeine or stimulants in them had a higher risk of mental health issues, including attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, depression, anxiety, and suicidal thoughts. Actor Alec Baldwin has pleaded not guilty to involuntary manslaughter charges in the fatal shooting of cinematographer Halyna Hutchins on the New Mexico movie set of Rust. Baldwin waived his arraignment and entered the plea in a court document that was filed Wednesday. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
This can be slight.
Honor today,
God, you're
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Greg Lesher's with us, realwaterindependence.com. Greg, I want to share a couple quick things. So the ways to listen to USA Prepares are on GCN Live, LIVE.com, GCN, Genesis Communications Network, Live, LIVE.com. And you'll see lots of ways to listen. And there's archives, there's podcasts, there's streaming, it's all there. Now you have to select USA Prepares. Then there's the Ron Gibson channel. And he is on Ron Gibson, G-I-B-S-O-N. Ron is in Ronald Gibson. Ron Gibson channel. BitChute, he's on there. He's on Odyssey. And just do a search for USA Prepares. And then there is the Global Star Radio Network. And They are nice enough. I'm talking about Todd Waite. He is, what a gentleman he is. He's carrying USA Prepares on his network, and he also has a telephone listen line. So if you want to listen by telephone, you can do that, and it's area code 605-615-1815. I'll repeat it one more time. 605-615-1815. Now, that works. I tested it, and I was talking with Kyle yesterday for just 30 seconds, and he said he uses that. And then there's another way. There's a guy by the name of Rick Kalier, and he owns a company called Rick's Satellite. Now, he's in Missouri, and I got a satellite receiver and dish antenna. I installed it years ago. And it's a permanent installation. It's small. It's like, you know, dish network. It's not like, you know, 12-foot satellite antenna. And you can get a system from him. And what that'll do is, you know, if the Internet's flaky at your location and you want to listen to USA Prepares on Galaxy 19, it's there. And his number is 816-228-1810. 816-228-1810. 816-228-1810. That's Rick. Rick's Satellite. You'll be impressed. He's an instructor. I think you're really going to like him. So, now you have some more ways to listen. And, Greg, we're talking about Washington, D.C. I just wanted to share this. This happens nowhere else on the planet. So, I have maintained that the people in Washington, D.C. are absolutely greedy. Me first. Get out of my way. Well, I can prove it. If you are on a road that has two lanes going, you know, the same direction, and maybe two lanes come in the opposite direction, so we'll call it the fast lane and the slow lane. But it's really almost gridlock. But we'll call it the fast lane, and we'll call it the slow lane. So there's two lanes in the road, and, you know, there are dotted lines that tell you you can pass and change lanes and that kind of thing. Some places, not every place. What'll happen is if there's a guy in the left lane, the fast lane, he will look at his side view mirror, his rear view mirror, like constantly. And he'll, you know, be looking at his phone, he'll be doing all that. And gals do the same thing. And if he sees that the road is going to narrow ahead to one lane, and there's a guy coming up on the slow lane, and the guy coming up on the slow lane looks like he's going to overtake the guy in the fast lane, the guy in the fast lane turns real quickly into the slow lane. Yeah, you're not going to get ahead of me. So what happens is the guy who is trying to overtake the guy in the other lane crashes into the side, the front right quarter panel, the side, you know, mid doors of the guy in the other lane. When you go to Washington, D.C., you will see more damage on cars on the right front, not the bumper, the right front quarter panel and the right side doors. And maybe, if it's a four-door, maybe all the way to the back door. That only happens in Washington, D.C., because everybody else is polite enough to not pull stunts like that. Greg, have you ever seen that?
Yeah, I've seen stunts like that pulled, you know, in front of big trucks, and it usually doesn't end well for the car. Because, you know, and I've seen less of it lately, because maybe word's getting out there that if you pull over in front of a loaded big truck, that you might not make it out alive. In fact, you probably won't, especially if that truck runs right over the top of you. Because that's exactly, well, for instance, on the truck that I drive, it's about a little over your knee to the bottom of the bumper, because it goes into a lot of dirt, and, you know, you run over windrows and things like that that other trucks have dumped. And that bumper can could probably take half your body right off. I mean, it's that serious. You know, people don't pull out in front of a train intentionally. I don't know why they do in front of a semi-truck.
Greg, let's make sure this is crystal clear to our class. We're talking about you drive an over-the-road truck, and it gets loaded with, I don't know, gravel, crushed stone, sand, you know, dirt. Heavy, heavy loads.
Asphalt, whatever, yeah.
Okay. And those loads greatly reduce the stopping ability of that tractor and trailer because it's so heavy. It still stops,
yeah,
but it takes longer than if it, you know, if it were empty rather than loaded. Okay. And then when you talked about the bumper being at about, you know, the truck bumper being at about your knees, that would be like your bumper in your truck. If a guy pulled out in front of you and slammed on the brakes and you couldn't stop and fast enough, or a person driving a, you know, tractor and trailer like you have, that bumper would slice the top half of that car off, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so don't do it fast. I mean, it makes no sense to, I mean, are you going to be, I don't know, 30 seconds off your arrival time? Is that what
you know, another thing is when a truck's signaling to get over, like he's got to exit in, or, you know, take a road. There are some good people out there who will back off and let the truck over. Because, you know, let's just say the thing's over 100 feet long. How easy is it for you in a car to get over real quick in a lane? It's sometimes difficult. Well, just imagine what a semi-truck or a set of doubles or triples must go through to make that turn. And sometimes they'll take up two lanes to make that turn, because by the time they make that turn, taking up two lanes, by the time that rear end of that trailer gets to the curb, it's going to be a few inches from the curb. And I've seen people think that, hey, you can't be in two lanes, and I'm just going to go, you know, run right up in and see if I can force you out. And that is absolutely insane. In fact, someone intentionally ran into me one time, and I remember the police officer yelling at him. He says, I don't care if he's in three lanes. If he's taking up three lanes, that's his territory. You don't belong there.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
Yeah.
Greg, here's I talked about this earlier this week, but I wanted to get your take on this. This is scary stuff. So we thought, you know, up until a couple of days ago, that the governor of Montana was on our side, Gianforte. Well, what has happened is there's a 14-year-old confused gal, child, 14, and she thinks she wants to be a boy, but she's not old enough to make that decision.
Of course not. She's not 18 or what the legal age to the smoke or whatever else they allow. But why? Yeah, I agree.
So
she's not an adult.
So what happened is Child Protective Services, this is in the public domain class, so you can look it up. Child Protective Services showed up at the house and kidnapped the child. And the parents are helpless. They can't do anything. Now, I remember watching a YouTube video with you on it. And it was a really terrible situation. And it looked like it was going to escalate out of control. And it looked like a couple guys, or at least one guy, was going to attack you. And you responded, and you let them know, this is a terrible thing. There's going to be blood on the carpet. This was at a hotel, or a motel, right?
Yeah. Okay.
What would your reaction be if your child was kidnapped by the system and they were saying, you know, look, you don't get it. See, the child has rights. If she wants to be a boy and she wants to go through mutilation surgery, genital mutilation surgery, she has that right, and we're going to protect those rights. So back off, mom and dad. Back off. How would you react,
you know,
Craig? I would come up. I'd be unglued.
You know, well, I know what I would do personally, because I've learned that the so-called government is not government at all. It's a private corporation. And just like they say, the social contract. you know, why you have to pay taxes. The social contract. Show me the contract. There is no such thing as a social contract. Okay? They are private corporations. They cannot accept real money in for services because, you know, and they claim that in the Constitution, no state shall make or demand anything but gold or silver coin if tender of payment of debt. Well, they can't touch it. They are not the state you're thinking of. They are not the government you're thinking of. They are a private corporation owned and operated from a 10-mile square in known as Washington, D.C., or the District of Columbia. That's as far as their jurisdiction goes. And they can be fought, but you've got to know where you are and who you are, and most people don't. Most people are ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
The actual United States government abandoned its seat so that it could deal with the Federal Reserve note.
So here's the problem, class. This starts in the school system. That's where it starts. So the children are being indoctrinated. You can be anything you want to be, and you have the right to do it. So if you want to be a homo, good for you. If you want to have your genitals cut off, you know, we'll arrange that for you. If you want hormone therapy, we'll make sure that, you know, that happens. The government has invaded our lives. Now, the only way I can think of to stop this, for your family, my family, our class, is to get out of the public training camp. Now, my dad was a school principal. My dad was a school principal. He was a teacher. He taught physics and science and music. And he believed that the public school system after World War II was absolutely outstanding. And it was.
It's one of the planks of the Communist Manifesto.
But it's been destroyed. Right. Well, the American public education system has been destroyed by the government. So if you want to prevent them from showing up at your house, the way to do that is to not let them see your children and make a case. Build a case against your children and your family.
The parents' patriot doctrine. I can't remember the spelling on it. But
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Whoa.
Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class on USA Prepares, I mentioned over the last couple of years that I'd like to buy stock in Louisville baseball bats and in Los Angeles. It's happened. There is a guy in Los Angeles, and there's these thugs who are breaking the window in back window in his van, right at his house, to steal stuff out of his van. The guy came unglued, took out a Louisville Slugger, and he tuned up these guys' cars, and he laid waste to these guys. That was great. It was absolutely great. So I don't think, you know, I don't give financial advice, but, you know, if we could buy stock in Louisville Slugger baseball bats, it'd probably be a good move. Of course, I'm kidding. Greg?
Yeah, I was talking about Perrin's Patria doctrine, and that is, I look it up. I love where I first learned about it was teamlaw.net. And what it basically means is that when you send your children, and this is in there, when you send your children to school, guess who becomes the parent? The state. They have jurisdiction. When your children are in that school, the state school, the government school, becomes the parent. And you don't have a say. If you don't believe me? Don't take my word for it. Perrin's Patria, or I think it may be pronounced.
Yeah. Would you like me to spell it?
Sure.
Oh, okay. Two words, class. P A R E N S space P A T R I A E. P A R E N S space P A T R I A E. And simply stated, it's exactly what Greg said. It's Latin, and it refers to the state as the legal guardian. The state as the legal guardian. Turning
Doesn't
over
that just
your
give you
children.
A warm feeling down inside? Doesn't that just give you the warm feeling of security?
You know what? And here's the problem, Greg. Parents don't realize that they've turned control of their children over to the state. They don't realize that. They think that the state is providing a benefit, education, They're going to take care of them, make sure they don't get hurt. Class, there have been experiments with radioactive elements in St. Louis, Missouri, on young children in a school system. And the
not only that, but breathing diesel smoke.
Right. So you got to get your children out of the public training camp. That's what you have to do. Now, for me and Mrs. Finelli, that was a sacrilege. Because my dad ran a magnificent school. Absolutely. If you could have had your children go to my dad's school, you would be impressed.
There's always exceptions.
But, right. But he thought, he was in charge. He was in charge of the school. And he ran it the way he wanted. You know, he actually read the teachers would say, okay, I want to buy these books, you know, every year. And my dad would take me, as a young child into the school system, and he would say, these tables are full of new books that the teachers wanted to, buy. So we're going to look at them and pick the ones. So see which ones you're interested. See which ones you like. Literally. He read every book. He didn't let just the librarian or the teachers pick the books. He made sure that they were of the accuracy, the morality that was germane to his school. As a matter of fact, Greg, my dad took out every grade in his school. So it was an elementary school at one time. So kindergarten, first through, you know, eighth grade. He took out all the grades. So you were no longer in first grade.
Can't all be that lucky.
You were no longer in first grade or second grade. You were in a class with children who learned at the same speed, had the same basic knowledge, and so there was no red birds, blue birds, or buzzards in the class. Because when there are, and you put the dummies in with the super bright children, then you have the average in the middle. What happens is everybody's moving at the speed of the dummies. And the dummies don't like it because they feel like, boy, you know, everybody's looking at me as a dummy. So what he did, and this may sound crude, but what he did was he put, you know, the real fast learners, they were grouped together. The middle group, they were grouped together. And the ones that had trouble, they were grouped together. And it worked. He made the national news. There's an actor, there was a television show, Ben Casey. And the actor who was on Ben Casey, his assistant, did a TV special on my dad's school. Like, nobody had ever thought about it. Well, there was a one-room schoolhouse in the 1700s. He just did it on a big scale. Craig, thank you so much for being with us, class. On Monday, we might make an announcement here at USA Prepares. We might. You probably ought to tune in to Monday's class. It might.
For sure.
It might be important. Greg, thank you so much.
Thank you.
See you next Friday.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.